You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Today we meditate on Exodus chapter 17, verses 1 to 16. Again here, Israel is faced with another test of their faith and of their trust in God's providence for them. Even after the several wonders that God has done in their midst, the people of Israel still lacks confidence in God's faithfulness. The God who had delivered them from Egypt guided and protected them with pillar of cloud and fire, parted the Red Sea, and provided quail and manna, had certainly proved his faithfulness. Yet the Israelites called his faithfulness into question. What folly was this? We learn from this how distrustful is the human heart, our heart. Despite the many ways God has cared for us, protected us, and delivered us, we still doubt him. While it would have been his right to destroy the people then and there, the Lord was gracious to them. He told Moses to go to the rock of Horeb and smite the rock. The rock is one of the titles of God. And we can see that in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 15. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1 to 4, we read that the rock was Christ. The rod is a symbol of judgment, in this case, divine judgment, for Moses was God's representative. By the rod, Jesus was smitten, and by his stripes, we are healed. Isaiah 53, verse 5. In the same way, by the smiting of the rock at Horeb, water flowed forth, just as the Holy Spirit flows forth from Christ to nourish and equip his church. And so in the Old Testament, we see this beautiful picture of God's grace in the salvation of his people, for he stands in our place so that by his wounds we will be healed. Just as the rock provided water for the Israelites, Jesus provided us with spiritual water. Jesus in John chapter 4 verse 14 says, "Whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never thirst. The water I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." In verses 8 to 16, we read about Amalek fighting against Israel at Rephidim. The Amalekites were always at war with the children of Israel. Just as the Israel were constantly at war with the Amalekites, from generation to generation, so we will always be at war with our old nature. We'll always be at war with the temptation to sin. But as God gave the Israelites victory over Amalekites, Jesus also gives us victory by his lifting up of his hands on the cross. We can always be assured of our victory over temptation to sin. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, Paul says, "No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your strength. But with a temptation will also provide a way of escape, that you may be able to endure it." In this season of Lent, let us continue to wage war with our old nature and our tendency to commit sin. Do not believe in the lies of the enemy when he says that we don't have power to fight against our sins, especially our favorite sin. In times of temptations, read 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.